Travis and Texas DeVries did not harm any humans, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal, or etc. in the making of this show. The brothers claim to have a direct connection to a place they call the Dreaming, which they draw upon for ancient wisdom. We know not what this Dreaming is which they speak of. No responsibility will be taken by aforementioned brothers for harm incurred as a result of taking the advice contained wherein. Nonetheless, welcome to country.
Welcome back to Bro Originals. I'm Travis DeVries.
And I'm Texas DeVries.
How was that take for me in your... How did that sound for you, Tex? Was that a good one? Did you feel
it's,
like...
It sounds amazing. Doesn't sound like you're on a major downer at all.
Hi, Bro Originals, Travis DeVries. Over to you, the other guy. Is this...
And then I had to come in strong. I had to... I don't want to say, you know... like, be better than you, because it wasn't hard.
Oh, so you think I should
I was trying to bring you up. That's what I was doing.
You think I should give 150% rather than just a straight 100?
You were given 20. You were giving 20%.
I mean, there was probably like a 35. I mean, we can ramp up to it. Maybe it's kind of like... I'm not the Porsche of podcasters. I don't do 0 to 100 in 3.5 seconds. I'm more like the 1978 Holden Commodore of podcasters, where that is not new. It's still the car is still going. We're in 2020, and it's almost a 50-year-old car. It's a 42-year-old car now. And you've put some petrol in it, but you've put the wrong petrol, and it kind of splurts and starts, and that's the sort of podcaster that I am.
Whereas I'm just 100%, 60% of the time.
Oh no, totally. Time. You're the Air Force One of the brothers. I mean,
I'll take it.
Yeah. You've got all of the little men inside you working together to make sure that you are up and running at 110% at all times. Whereas I would
love having little men inside me.
Where I am the meat Dave of cars, where the men just not doing a good job and they're trying to get out of the Dave.
I don't know why your brain went to that, but I watched that movie like 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
Fucking great.
Cool. So to talk good. About the movies that you've watched 2 weeks ago. Is this a new segment that you're doing where you go. Talk about the movie that you watched
movies
2 weeks
Texas
ago?
Texas watched 2 weeks ago.
What other movies did you watch 2 weeks ago?
I don't know.
Lord of the Rings? The Hobbit?
Yeah. No, gross. I'm watching The Hobbit.
We literally did watch it 2 weeks ago.
Did we? No, that doesn't count.
We had it on the background.
We clicked onto Channel 9 and
that was
a
mistake.
Just playing while we talked shit. Yeah.
Sexy Hobbits. What other movies did you watch? Oof. Come on, Tex, I want to get right into this. I want to get deep into this new segment that we're doing called Texas Watched 2 weeks ago. Was it Contagion? Did you watch Contagion?
Ew, no.
Pandemic?
Terrible movie.
Contagion?
Movie?
Is the Contagion the one with
the... game.
Is Contagion... No, that's Panacea.
It's the one with Jude Law's the sort of bad guy, but he's not because the disease is the bad guy. I think Gwen is in it. She gets really sick.
Which is the one with the monkey?
Is there a monkey?
Yeah.
Is that outside? I don't know. I have not seen that movie in like 10 years.
I want to watch the Blu-ray one with the monkey.
Actually. Oh, look, I've got it right here on Blu-ray. Here we go. Look at that. I love having my Blu-rays next to the computer. God,
great.
It's got Matt Damon. It's got Lawrence. Got everyone in it.
Can you express post that to me?
Oh, it's directed by Steven Soderbergh. Nice. He's like the Steven Spielberg of Soderbergh
of different names. Oh, Outbreak is the one with the monkey.
Right, yes, yeah. Yes, I've seen Outbreak. Yeah, I think that's got Val Kilmer in it or something, yeah.
Dustin Hoffman, right. Renee Russo, and Morgan Freeman. Man, that movie is old now.
It's Hoffman?
95.
Yeah, it's old. It's so old that I just thought it like Hoffman was Kilmer.
Well, I mean, in the alternate universe where I live, Hoffman is Kilmer. Or Kilmer is Hoffman. Like, he did all of the, like... Because Val Kilmer hasn't really had any great flicks for a while.
No. I'm imagining Hoffman as Batman in Batman Forever, which would have been
that would have killed.
Amazing.
I would actually... Yes. I mean, screw Vampire Batman, the Pataman.
Robert Battenbat.
Yeah, I'm all for Hoffman Batman. The Bat-Hoff.
I honestly think Robert Pattinson is going to make an awesome Batman, especially if they're doing the adaptation of Year One, which it sounds like they're doing something like that. It's going to be fucking cool.
Hey, quick sidebar. How are you for toilet paper? Like, we've got to talk about it.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
How is Australia's favourite son? How's your bathroom doing?
We're doing really good, actually. Like, so yeah, even in my little small country town, toilet paper in all the supermarket chains totally sold out. Really hard to get. But I think everyone in my town forgot that there's this like hospitality shop that for some reason also sells toilet paper.
Oh, the hospo shop.
Yeah. Yeah, we went there and bought like a 32 pack.
That's wrong. Have you been handing it out on the streets?
No, I've got a sign on my mailbox and it's saying, you know, toilet paper here.
Really?
$50 a roll.
No.
No, fuck no. I'm not giving.
I'm not giving up this precious resource.
If any of my friends on Facebook put out a post saying that they did need toilet paper, I may drop them some.
What if they're not friends on Facebook? What if they're just like, you know, just friend that's not on Facebook. No, I'm not hinting
friends.
That I'm going off Facebook.
I don't
Facebook.
Talk to them.
I would love to. Hey, I have been going to the shops every day this week in the northern, lower north end of Sydney. And, no toilet paper.
Toilet paper hunting.
Before the great toilet paper fast of... The disappearance of toilet paper? What are we calling this? In
the great toilet paper mystery.
Yeah, yeah. In the who's gonna solve it?
It's all disappeared. Where's all the toilet paper gone? It's lost.
Is this your Sherlock Holmes?
Oh shit, no.
Hey,
it is now.
Before
that's my Watson,
I actually bought some of the like because we did do a toilet paper thing a few weeks ago. I actually bought some like double thickness, double length rolls or like mega length rolls. Not mega length rolls because they're not
four
that big.
Ply,
they're like
baby.
They're not even
the king size. Very,
yeah, the king size rolls from the Quilton.
Yeah,
Quilton not
king
a,
size.
Yeah.
Oh.
Quilton appreciation podcasters, Travis and Texas degree. I'd actually do it. We should do a special.
That could be our next live video. Is just me and you sitting on a toilet. We've got two cameras going. We're each on a separate toilet, and we're both having a wipe. And we're comparing
we could just do
comfort.
TP reviews. It's topical.
Yeah.
Ointment.
TP reviews on the toilet with the bros.
Well, you could use them for other things. Like what? Anyway, so I've been going to the shops every day, and I finally got there at the right time when there was still some TP left, because it's been like going in 20 minutes or less when they do put it out in the stores. And the only one I could get was like not even Woolworths Select. It was like a special brand that had been made up just for, I'd never seen it before. It's like
they pulled it out of the back storage.
It's like
it was meant to go to Crazy Clark's.
It's like they'd heli dropped it in from like I can only assume that it's God's toilet own brand. I've not used it yet because I'm still on the like double length rolls. I only me and Jade, we don't it's just the two of us, so we don't going through rolls. We go through about one double length roll every week. We're doing okay.
Ooh, nice clean wipe there. Nice clean break off.
Well, I mean, I do shower.
While doing the water wash. While I poop.
While I poop. I do shower while I poop. Apparently some people do that.
Ew.
There was a study. Anyways, they were talking about it at work the other day. There was a study. Apparently like 1 in 20 or 1 in 30
what?
People will poop in shower.
Poop in the shower? No, they won't. These studies. You can't believe these studies. It's not like they're put at work. So in the work shower. It's taking a big old dump.
Yeah. So the Venn diagram of people who have work and a work shower and are happy to poop in that work shower is 1 in 30. I mean, that's not a Venn diagram, but it comes together. It's a pretty small overlap. But it does kind of frighten me because, like, there is at least 30 people in my workplace currently. I have begun work again. I don't think I've updated people, but I am working. I'm employed gainfully 3 days a week at the Australian Museum. And I think there is more than 30 people working there. I definitely have come into contact with 30 people. So one of those motherfuckers poops in the shower is what I'm saying. And I guess...
Work shower? Who uses a work shower? I suppose people that ride to work.
Ride to work, go to the gym. I mean, I guess you use the shower at the gym. I wonder if people poop in the gym shower. Because this is...
Oh, God. People don't poop in the shower. I don't believe this at all. I feel like it's... When this happened, people were just like, oh, they're asking this question. I'm going to pretend I poop in the shower. I'm gonna skew the results of this. Fuck. Who poops in the shower? Don't poop in the shower.
But then you've got to think about it, like, you've got to allow for, in when you do these studies, the scientific, science corner with Trav, when you do these studies, you've got to kind of allow for, like, the kind of people who, one, do poop in the work shower, but will not admit it in a study, and two, will say they poop in the shower just to skew the work study.
And it just evens itself out.
And so you just take it on face value that these numbers are correct.
But, like, I'm just having a thought here, like, because I have the odd fart in the shower.
What are the logistics?
No, but you do a fart in the shower,
no,
and because all that water's in there, and it's sort of, it holds the stink in longer.
Yeah.
So, like, doing a poop in the shower.
Yeah, I mean, if you do if you do it in the regular poop hole, the toilet. If you do it in there,
the toilet,
the water closet. I mean, at least there's a seal between your skin and the water closet, so that no smell can get out until you get up and turn around and have a look, and see how you did today.
Yeah, you've always got to do that. Like, you've got your little whiteboard up next to the toy. Like, that's a
7.
6 out of 10.
Damn. Two eights. Those are 2 8s right there. Hey,
Corn is extra points.
I'm done with this thing that we're talking about.
This went into a deep, deep poopy dive.
It's
meant to be about the toilet paper.
I recently got my doctorate, and I'm at my first conference overseas. I'm not a medical
doctor. And everyone's talking about toilet paper.
Well, they're visiting from Australia. I'm not a medical doctor, but because the doctorate is so new, I wanted to make sure it was on my name tag. Shame job. No one else at the conference has done this. What do I do? And that's from Doctor in Name Only. So you're at the conference, and you've got your name tag, and it says Dr. Shibaduba. No one else's, because you wrote
it
in
says
on your
doctor
form.
Doctorate.
No, well, it just says doctor, whatever your name is, because no one else has that, even though it's all doctors at the conference. I'm just going to assume they're like a doctor of, who does conferences? Doctor of yogi. There's a lot of Pilates conferences going around. Dr. Pilates.
I forgot about that in Sydney.
Yeah.
There would be like Pilates or Zumba conferences.
Oh, fuck yeah. The Zumba conference probably does get lit. They probably do step side to side and back again, and then front back, and then they do
and then
a
they
step.
Shake them Zumba weights. Shake them.
I wonder what they got to talk about at the Zumba conference. Like, Is it just about building?
We're sidebarring hard. We're going to sidebar for like half an hour on Zumba. Let's not do it. I'm pulling us back. I'm pulling us back to the name.
Sure. Can't really cross the name the Doctor off with like a magic marker, because then like everyone's going to be like, oh, what did you cross out? What, did they spell your name wrong? You know, like, then you have to explain that you put Doctor, and then everyone's going to, can you?
But what is like, what does everyone else at the conference have? Just their name? Doctor?
I mean, if I'm a professor, I'm not, or whatever I am, like, I'm not going to put Professor Travis DeVries when I'm going out and about. I mean, I'm probably not even going to put it on formal letterhead. Maybe formal letterhead. I've turned the corner on this one.
I thought every doctor would want to do that. Like, isn't that what doctors do?
Well, I mean, like, no, because you've got your doctorate of science. No, well, that's kind of, if you're a science doctor, you're kind of still a doctor. But like,
I'm a doctor in cryptozoological research.
Well, see, exactly. But then if someone's having a heart attack on the plane, they're like, is there a doctor? And you're like, yeah, but mostly about Bigfoot. And that's my cross to bear. And I did put it the hard yards in, and you did ask the wrong question. You didn't specify medical doctor.
If a Bigfoot was dying, I could totally help.
Or I could Google totally research it and tell people about it.
Their hearts are in their bums.
That would be wild.
I don't know, because I'd wanna own that shit. Getting a doctorate it's not easy. It could be up to like 10 years of study and stuff. I'd wanna own the doctor.
You should.
I want to own a doctor.
It's hard to enact this where you are at the time in your life at the moment, but like I would lean right into it and get that also embroidered on all of your shirts, and not your name as doctor.
Like, just doctor. But even at the conference, like when you're talking to other people, and like they're not going to bring it up because you know they're doctors and they're professionals, so they're not going to be like, "How come you put doctor on your name tag?"
I mean,
you should be questioning them. You should be straight up like every person you talk to at that conference should be like, why didn't you put doctor on your name tag? Like,
yeah. Can you take the high ground and be like, hey, everyone else, I have the high ground now, Dr. Anakin.
Has a heart attack, you'll be like, well, I'm a doctor in, you know, mathematics.
That's not a real thing. There is no doctorate of mathematics.
There is.
No, there's not. It's actually cool. You become a mathematician.
There was a teacher at our school that had a doctorate in something, and they were the head of the maths department.
Well,
Dr. Guire.
Dr. Guire. That's a made-up name.
No, it's not. They were a teacher at our school. They were the head of the maths department.
Yeah, what was their name?
It was Dr. Guire. I don't know their real name.
Their real name.
They were a teacher. They were just Sir. Everyone was Sir and Miss.
Could you just go around? I know this is probably dumb, but could you just go around and nod at people and say Doctor? Like, rather than their first name? And then
Doctor.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new affectation on the front of your name. Like, can you really just play with it a bit and be like, Doctor? And like, because you know everyone else.
See, but then when the real power move here is when someone says, like, how come you put Doctor on your name tag? And you go, my first fucking name is Doctor? How dare you? I'm offended.
But what if, well...
Mic drop.
What?
Don't drop the $50 microphones.
You know, you did that joke in our very first episode. So, I mean, we've come full circle.
Rewatching Community.
We've come full circle, and we can end the podcast on this one.
My whole identity.
Context, do you have a deadly question? Your whole identity is deadly questions. That's all you get, boy.
All right, I've got a deadly question. Do you think Aboriginals are generally behind the idea of becoming a republic?
I mean,
isn't everyone behind that idea?
I mean, I kind of do. If it wasn't for like the whole history of colonization and stuff, I wouldn't mind being a part of the British Empire. But the fact that it is an empire, kind of
If they have, yeah, if they hadn't taken it over, if they just sort of come over and offered, like, "Hey,
yeah, you guys,
part of our empire. Yeah, yeah. Do you want to join the crowd?"
If the if Captain, oh no, if Lieutenant James Cuckoolungus had come over and been
Cuckoolungus
and come door knocking like a fucking like a good Samaritan and not a bad Samaritan, and then those other guys with their three boats came over later and be like. They got onto the land and be like, "Hey, do you guys want to join our British Empire multi-level marketing scheme, and keep spreading this to further countries around the world?" And I've been like, "Well, me back then, 200 years ago, I've been like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'll join British Empal, British Empal." And
do we get a boat?
Yeah. I want to work my way up to diamond level. And then, so then I've got people working under me, and then this pyramid scheme works. It's not a pyramid. It's more of a, like, it's a hexagon where we all, the money comes from outside and goes through the points of the hexagon into the center and then gets distributed evenly, by the Queen of England. Anyway, we don't really need to get
pyramids
into
are better. There's a trickle down effect on a pyramid.
Well, no, because it was more of like it is a multi-level scheme that the British Empire have got going, where they do get the kickbacks from all of their empires. Oh, does Australia still like have to pay England some money every year? Like, is there something going on with that?
I don't know. This is something I was thinking about the other day with my best mate Harry and, you know, my mate Megan getting kicked out and that, or bailing. Like, how do they get money now? How do the royals in general get money?
Oh, by like the appearing on Jimmy Fallon's show, obviously. Like, that's worth a thousand clans,
a thousand?
At least.
Wow.
Maybe two.
1,000 clams.
Well,
and then you take your clams to the fish market.
Exactly. And Harry passes on to his next in line, his 2OC. And then they take them to the fish market and they sell them for real dollars or pounds. But they're in Canada now, so it's Canada dollars. Canucks.
Canadillions. We both came up with a terrible one at the same time. God damn it.
Well, Canada runs on a barter system, so I've heard. And it has worked for thousands upon thousands of years. And they've actually not ever used currency.
How long has there been a Canada?
Oh, at least before it was
at least 10,000 years, clearly.
Before the ancestors of Trudeau came over from the Far East or the Middle East. Well, it's not the Middle East, it's Europe. But Europe's east of Canada.
French.
Well, yeah, French and British Columbia.
Yeah. Yeah, they fought over it, you know.
Yeah. Well, it was more of a tickle fight, let's be honest.
Tickle fight.
Yeah. there was no the first rule was that there was no rules, but there was also pillows involved.
Don't talk about Tickle Fight Club.
I'd watch that movie.
I'm gonna start me one of them.
I would watch that movie if Brad Pitt and who's the other guy?
Edward Norton,
played by Andy Serkis, were in a Tickle Fight Club, and they made secret rules where they weren't allowed to talk about Tickle Fight Club, and then they did try to take down society.
But then it turns out that, you know, Andy Serkis is just insane and he's just rolling around on the floor tickling himself while everyone else watches.
Oh my god, yes, I would watch this.
What a twist!
We didn't see that coming!
The fight with the boss would be great. Just tickling himself in the boss's office. People walk in like, "Oh, the boss is tickling me!"
Can I jump back around to the like actual deadly question that we had?
I'll allow it.
Just so people remember, please, again, text one more time.
Oh, I have to say it again. Okay,
yeah,
so
please.
Do you think Aboriginals are generally behind the idea of becoming a republic?
Yeah, so I mean, I guess so. With some, like, with some preamble about it, though, because, like, if we're a republic, one, I want to be in charge, and I don't want it to be a democracy, because we've seen how that's gone, and it doesn't really, it's not worked. Oh, well, definitely not a capitalist democracy. We're like,
no, we want a socialist democracy.
Well, HR. Do we? Because they seem kind of dirty.
Dictatorship.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be in charge.
The Aboriginal's rule is word. No, word is rule is what I meant to say.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I got too excited. Aboriginal's rule. Everyone else drools. That's
yeah,
what I
yeah. That's our first proclamation. Is Aboriginals rule, everyone else drools, and then you all have to drool, or we cut you off. Because there will be Centrelink in the new Aboriginals Republic.
Yeah, but it'll be called Brobucks.
No. It'll be Brolink.
Brolink.
Relic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're gonna have to like work out like what we're gonna do for like police and prison systems. I mean, we're going to scrap police because we're going to get rid of all police. They're going to be shipped off. I mean, I suppose anyone that's been an Aboriginal policeman or woman, police person, they can stay, but they have to give up. They have to go cold turkey.
Hand in your badge and your gun. You're done.
Yeah.
You're off the force.
Look, I hate cops, but I I will give you guys a pass, the black cops anyway, white cops, you guys are done. You're going home to England, or wherever you came from.
They're all banned to Tasmania. No, that's a bad
No, I mean, they could go to Antarctica.
I was just thinking the same thing.
It's not highly
Someone
populated.
Someone should fix that place up. I mean, if you go to Antarctica and, like, just send enough people there, they'll overheat that continent enough that all the ice melts. It completely changes the face of the planet, and we've just created a new country.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing with this whole global warming shtick, which I do believe in global warming and climate change, and this is just a bit for the podcast. Back in. There's a whole shtick with this global warming thing is, like, you know, the water level might rise, but and things might happen, but it's like, it's like the Earth has just put the difficulty level up on being
yes.
on being human, and now we've just got to like kind of adapt and evolve and survive and kind of reach that new level in Skyrim.
In Skyrim, good on you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I think about the whole like water level rising and like the whole like world ending type shit is like in so many movies and stuff where it is that end of the world, humanity scrabbling for survival and all this shit. It's always really dry and dead in those movies. Except in Kevin Costner's Waterworld, which was a failure at the box office. But he was onto something. Costner had something there. And I just think everyone should rewatch Waterworld just to learn. What? No, fuck. God damn it. If you build it, they will go.
No, I would definitely watch. Everyone should watch Waterworld in preparation and then start building like little rafts out of like bits and pieces of stuff. Also,
this is why there's always that one kid in all the schools that has the webbed fingers and the webbed feet. And everyone's
What I really want to know is that in Kevin Costner's Waterworld, are we going to need toilet paper anymore? Because you're just floating. You can just like splash.
Floaties everywhere.
The whole
floaty, 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 floaties everywhere.
The whole world is your bidet.
Hey, salt water rinse.
If we're gonna have enough money to survive in the post-apocalyptic water future that we're envisaging, gonna make some robots.
Envisaging, advising.
This week, Bro Originals is brought to you from the good people at Creative Games.
Creative Games Indigenous Tree.
Well, we need, like, the full disclosure, we recorded a whole 10-minute Brobox where we talked about Creative Games Indigenous Tree.
I accidentally deleted it 20 fucking times, and he still can't remember it.
I kept saying the name wrong, and now we're trying to redo how I say the name wrong, and Texas gets up me for saying it.
Don't try and fucking thing it. Well, you still can't get the name wrong.
No, I'm not pretending to say the name wrong, but you're pretending to be upset about it. That's how this goes.
I'm still upset about it. I'm clearly upset about it.
Okay, so Korea Native Games Indigenous
Tree.
They've asked us to talk about some of the cool games that they've been working on, one of which is kind of my favorite in their stable. There are a bunch of First Nations coders and video games makers, designers and whatnot, that make games under the moniker Korea Native Games Indigenous Tree.
Ooh, points!
Korea Native?
God damn it!
You see, now even you don't know what their name is. And this is a problem. It's all about brand recognition here at Boriginals and Korea Native Gaming Indigenous Tree.
We love our sponsors.
We do love our sponsors. So they wanted me to talk about their like civilization style tribes game. But fuck that, because that's redactive. They also do the reductive.
We love our sponsors, but fuck them.
But fuck those guys. I'm gonna stick it to the man.
I didn't like that game.
No, I didn't. I haven't played it, but I know that I'm not gonna like it because I'm not into after Age of Empires 2. I've never liked a top down strategy game. Look, I dabble at Warhammer games like the 40k ones and the.
I'm holding the complete collection of Dawn of War 2 right now, and that is one of the greatest fucking top-down
strategy games. The God games.
PC. Yes.
Yeah. Look, I dabble in those still, but I don't. I've never enjoyed anything after Age of Empires 2. I didn't. To be fair, I haven't played everything, but what I have
played Lord of the Rings: The Battle for Middle Earth 2.
Yeah, I haven't. Haven't played that one. But what I have. Look, I am a video game journalist professionally, but. What I have played is Korea Native Games Indigenous Trees. That's a really long name, guys. their game, Submarine Factory Simulator.
Ooh, thought I'd have to say it for you then. I was like, come on, man.
Oh, it's just a lot. It's a big, look, it's two big mouthfuls of words when you have to say the whole thing. Anyway. They've built this game based off the whole schmozzle with the Australian government's submarine building thing where they got them built somewhere else. And there was a submarine company around here that wanted to do it. And they were like, no, you can't have it. Anyway, so there's like, you've got to put the pitch into the government and you get the contract this time, and you have to
Sometimes you just fail the game in the first 5 minutes.
There's some politics to do at the start, and there's mini games. It's good. Like, you got to get your coffees for your workers and stuff, and for the CEO. Because you start, like, the simulator is you start off in the mailroom at this company and you work your way all the way up.
If you don't do the coffee right, the captain, who has a voice exactly like Will Ferrell for some reason, just throws the coffee in your face.
The captain. The captain.
CEO?
Of the submarine.
I don't know. Yes.
Yeah, it's damn a submarine it. Company. It's a submarine building company, so they have a captain.
Run by
instead
the captain.
Of, instead of a CEO. anyway, that is. It's my favorite fucking game because it's really immersive. Like, you get to do everything from getting the coffee for the captain, eventually to being
you walk up with the coffee and you're like, captain, my captain.
And then he teaches you about life and stuff. But you also get to like pick the colors and designs for the new submarines and pitch them, do like an art pitch. And then like, you know, your submarine company gets audited and that's bad.
And that's bad.
So it's like it's a fully immersive like game simulator. It's great. It's better than Flight Simulator, way better than Farming Simulator. And it's made by a full First Nations team of game designers, artists, and creatives.
Mm. At Creative Games Indigenous Tree.
Yeah, where can you find that game and others? Is it on the App Store? Because it's a mobile game. Is it a mobile game?
I don't know. Is it? No, it's all PC. They're like well above that whole mobile game.
Oh, wow, they're better than mobile?
Yeah. Isn't everyone? I've played two good games that were mobile games, and they weren't that great. And I can't even remember the name of one. What was that sword game you used to play on the iPad?
Ninja.
What? No, it wasn't. The cool one with the knights. No, the actual sword game.
Oh, the one where you tapped things and you didn't.
Yes, to select where to slice and shit. It was fucking sick. But that was the only good one. That and Juggernaut, which was quite similar. But yes, you can find them at creativegamesindigenoustry.com.au. It's Australian. I had to put the AU in
there. Sick, mate. Sick. Subwoofer.
Subwoofer! I just want to say, like, because you made my brain go there, I am so glad that I went on leave for 2 years from my job before they got audited, because I did not want to deal with that shit.
Oh, they got audited now?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They did. And I have to wonder if I was doing all the paperwork correctly, but I didn't have to wonder because I left before they got audited.
Oh,
I don't think I was. Yeah, I really don't think I was doing the paperwork correctly.
We'll touch on that next week. My best friend has just broken up with their long-term partner. They're coming over to commiserate with me about it. They always come to me for advice on things. I'm not great at it. I've always been nice to their partner, but never really liked the way my friend was treated. I didn't see the relationship working out, and now it hasn't. Should I tell them this now that it's over, or keep mute about it and just make them feel better? And that's from Advisor in Armadale. Well, firstly, that you should really get your friend to send in this question. You send in a question. You shouldn't be giving advice if you're not authorized to do that. Just saying. Don't step on our turf. Because don't step to us, because we'll fucking destroy you.
Don't step to this, or you'll be stepping up to the streets. Step up to.
Step up to.
It's not the one with Channing Tatum in it.
Yes. No, it's the one where they do the step. That's not even Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum is not in Step Up, is he?
He is in Step Up. It's... Fuck off, Travis. I know my shitty dance moves.
Learns to be black.
All right, now I'm Googling this right now.
His best life. No, let's come back to it. Look, you Google it and let's talk about this question. What I would like to say is that, no, you shouldn't be like...
Channing Tatum, Step Up one. And he does he comes in for number two to do a cameo and shows a sick dance. And you like them apples.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, it's fine, I guess. I mean, I do Tatum sauce with my apples. I'm not really into the Tatum verse, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen Magic Mike, to be honest. It's on my to-do list.
Oh, there was a part... Oh, so, okay, we've fucked up this question very badly, yep. And we will do it later. But, okay, so when I was in my share house like 3 years ago, and I was sharing with two ladies, and they had like a whole bunch of friends over, and they were at a party and drinking and stuff and smoking and some of the sticky.
You were hiding in your room, like
no, I was partying with them. But then like two of their like kind of butch guy friends, like these were like jocks, literally. Just kind of went and sat in our lounge room and watched Magic Mike on on the TV, and like that was their party. I was like,
yeah,
I was like,
sounds like my kind of party.
I was like, what are you guys getting from this? Like, there's
some moves. There's,
like,
we're
all
at the party
outside enjoying ourselves, and you guys are in here watching Magic Mike.
See, I haven't seen it. Does he get naked? Do you get to see Channing Tatum's dick? Because I need to know this. Someone send that in to, is it thebrooriginals@gmail.com? If you see Magic Mike and you get to see Channing Tatum's dick, I need to know, because it will totally influence my decision of whether I watch that movie or not.
Well, even if you don't see the dick, let us know, because we do want to know about...
Because I want to see his dick, all right? Like,
fuck. Some things you don't say on the podcast, Texas.
What?
Sometimes it's implied.
It's Channing Tatum. Everyone wants to see his dick. Is that just maybe? Maybe that's what them jocks were doing. They were watching because they were waiting for that moment. That probably doesn't happen because he's, you know, worth more money than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Halle Berry in Swordfish. I recently watched that, not that you see Halle Berry's dick. which is fine. Like, but
it's a pretty bad movie.
It's really bad. They got Hugh Jackman.
I thought it was so cool in '99. Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was the best. I was like, I'm gonna be a fucking hacker. I'm gonna learn to be a hacker.
It's Jackman. Yeah,
look at how cool hacking is. There is no fucking hacking in that movie.
All right. No. What about he does the hacking while he's getting his dick played with? There's a lot of dick talk going on.
No, he's getting sucked off. Let's spell it the fuck out.
Yeah. So he's getting sucked off by like some blonde stripper chick or something, while he's trying. And then you're like, you've got 30 seconds to do this hack. While having this
distraction.
High dick pressure situation.
And yeah, under the table with fucking Hugh Jackman sitting across from what's his name?
Travolta.
Travolta. And he just blows his load at the same time as doing the hack. Sitting fucking balls out.
And Travolta's eyebrow goes up a little bit and then just goes back down. He's like, nice.
Yeah, nice, nice. Nice cum face. Jackman.
Good job, Candy.
This has been our fucking show this week.
Oh, has it? Oh, yeah. Let's back the fuck out right now.
let's push the escape button on this and just I'm control alting deleting from this episode. Log off, backing out. Hey, thank you all for listening. We really, really, really appreciate it.
We really appreciate you staying for the end for our dick talk.
Sorry we didn't have an episode last week. We just needed a week off to kind of reframe things now that I'm working and trying to figure out how to juggle all of this. By the time this episode comes out, it's going to be a week from our show in QPAC in Brisbane. There's still like 5 tickets available, so if you want them, get involved. Yeah. Get involved, friends.
Like there is actually only Travis normally lies about this shit to try and get people to buy them, but no, there is actually only 5 tickets left.
Texas. Get them. It's not the Wizard of Oz. You don't look behind the curtain here.
Seriously though, you need to get in if you want those final tickets, because this show is going to sell out.
Yeah, it fucking is. hey, if you could do a huge favor to us and share Aboriginals with a friend, we're really starting to get out there in the community, and we want to make this as big and as cool as possible.
Which is great. Like one thing that we always worry about too is like with the mob, and they're like, oh, I don't know if I'd want to show these boys to my aunties or uncles because it might offend them. But we've had aunties and uncles at our live shows, and they fucking loved it. They were
also
cracking. They were some of our best audience members.
Maybe you should show aunties and uncles and let them make informed decisions once they know.
Exactly.
Because you don't need to make decisions for whether they're
ups.
Yeah. Let them make their own decisions.
Yeah, so follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You'll find us there somewhere.
And
leave us a review on iTunes. Wow. Oh, we were going to do it same time, but we just interrupted.
Yeah, that's all right. Check out our merch. It's on our Facebook page or on the aboriginals.net in the merch section.
Before I do that, just remember you can send your questions in to theboriginals@gmail.com if you need advice or anything like that. And also, I really need to know about Channing Tatum's dick. Send that in to theboriginals@gmail.com.
Yeah, we're going to need a whole lot of questions in this next week because we have this live show and another show next week and another show the week after that. We're going to need a whole lot of extra questions, so send them in. Yeah. Do you have
final deadly question?
Yeah, it's pretty specific. Did you see what I did there with the specific?
You said it properly.
Proud.
Did settler expansion into Wimmera in the 1870s involve significant contact with indigenous people? ? Violence? ?
I'm Travis DeVries.
I'm Texas DeVries. Web Originals. You ruined it, but we'll be black. You stay white there.